That was easy for Morgan to say, thought Megan. Sometimes Megan could swear that Morgan's thumbs really were green. The room she and Morgan shared was filled with trophies. Morgan's, not Megan's. Morgan had won trophies for her roses, trophies for her vegetables, and even a trophy for a tree. Megan's side of the room was covered with honorable mention certificates, which everyone who entered the contests received. That is, everyone who didn't win a prize. Morgan was right about one thing, though. Mom would be angry if Megan broke the traditional line of family gardeners. Mom had already started their younger sister, Melissa, in gardening, and she was showing promise just like Morgan. The little patch of land that Mom had set aside for her bloomed with spring blossoms. It figures she'd take after Morgan, said Megan under her breath as she thought about Melissa. What? Asked Morgan with her head down close to the dirt as she scooped up some slugs with a stick and tossed them into the compost pile. Nothing, said Megan, just thinking out loud. Megan did think more about her situation. Maybe she should stick it out just a little while longer. Summer was here, and a new growing season was upon them. You never know what could happen, right? Chapter 2. What If? The next day, Megan wandered around the garden trying to think of a way to solve her gardening problems. She looked at the beautiful vegetable plants that had started coming up where Morgan had planted seeds in the spring. She glanced at the lovely pansies that Melissa had grown. She marveled at her mother's glorious fruit trees in their tiny backyard. They didn't have much land, but what they did have was full of beauty. At last, Megan hit on a strategy for becoming a better gardener. Maybe I should grow something different, something exotic, said Megan to herself. Something that has never been grown here before. I must distinguish myself from everyone else. But what to grow?